In the Chavetz Chaim's closing remarks of Kavod Shemayim, that's the share number 16 of the introduction to the Psicha, the Chavetz Chaim says that besides the writing the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, which discusses the laws of what one is permitted to say, what one is permitted to listen to, he says his friends encouraged him to put out this Sefer Kavod Shemayim discussing Ma'amori Chazal, statements from our sages about the tremendous reward that awaits a person who guards his mouth from speaking Lashon Hara, as well as the opposite, the punishments that will befall a person who speaks Lashon Hara. And the purpose of this is that besides knowing what to do and what not to do, one realizes the importance of this topic of Shmiras HaLashon. We begin now, Kavod Shemayim, Perek Aleph. Ashrei Ish Yirei Hashem. Fortunate is the man, Yirei Hashem, who fears Hashem, B'mitzvoisav Chofetz Moed. And in the mitzvahs Hashem, the man desires. The Chofetz Chaim begins with 20 different ma'amarim, 20 different statements from Chazal and other places that discuss the tremendous reward of a person who shomer piv, a person who guards his mouth. Aleph, hashomer piv, hu nikra b'shem ish. Step number one, a person has to know when he guards his mouth, he's called an ish. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, David HaMelech tells us, mi ha'ish, who is the man? Echavetz Chaim. So what does it mean you're called an ish? We are created, offer me Adama. We created from the earth, from the ground. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was v'yipach ba'apov. He blew inside of mankind. Nishmas Chaim. Adam or Enosh are lower representations of the human being. Ish, mi ha'ish, who is the man? Hechofetz Chaim, who desires life. That's a person who's guarding his mouth from Lashon Hara. That's a higher madrega in reference to a person. So a person who elevates himself, who climbs the ladder, he is this person is referred to an ish.